This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There have been reports this week that YouTube is preparing its live video game streaming service. Esports, as live gaming is sometimes called, is crazy popular. Amazon bought live streaming website Twitch.tv last year for over $1 billion. When you have massive live audiences watching live streaming of games, hackers descend. Silicon Valley-based tech journalist Sarah Zhang has been writing and tweeting about this stuff. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Let's start with doxing. You say doxing leads to swatting. Give me a quick definition of doxing.
Doxing, or dropping docs, is the act of posting someone's personal and or identifying information without their consent, anything from like a social security number to a home address.
And sometimes doxing leads to swatting, which is essentially calling 911 on them and getting a SWAT team or some other group of law enforcement sent to their home.
Exactly. I mean, it's basically that old joke about, you know, I wish I could punch that guy through a computer screen. Like, this is about as close as you can get to that. It's assault by proxy.
Why are we talking more and more about swatting?
I think it's sort of one of those things that it's on the rise seemingly in the media because you have sort of these high profile instances where the swatting happens on camera.
And this has to do with live streaming?
Yeah. So it's kind of this thing where, so you're playing a video game online and you're streaming yourself playing the video game. That's actually a form of media that young people consume, and being able to manipulate that media. Like, imagine if with a phone call, you could change what's happening on your television, right? Like, it's a very tempting thing to do.
Tell me a little bit about a concern that it sounds like you have, which is that a lot of the coverage of doxing and swatting is basically male-centered.
Right. So I think it starts actually with the Twitch stuff. That's a very visible form of swatting because it's taped, essentially. But three people were swatted in January, and two of them were women. I mean, I'm sure there were other people who were swatted, but the three that I'm thinking of were swatted specifically for being critics of Gamergate, which is sort of this
whole other can of worms.
Yes. Yeah, it's a hate group online that hates women, essentially. And there is a wave of this kind of behavior that is specifically focused around trying to drive out feminist voices from the internet.
Is there a fix?
I think this would be an important first step, is getting more media visibility for this phenomenon. And I understand that it's hard because women don't really want to talk about how they were doxed and swatted. Like, it's just painting another target on your back. And now, you know, the media thinks about doxing and swatting as something that happens to young men, by young men, as opposed to it being a larger phenomenon that includes this wave of violence against women.
Sarah Zhang is a tech journalist working in Silicon Valley. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.